Here on our UTC campus, Dr. Valerie Rutledge is Dean of the College of Health, Education, and Professional Studies. We talked about her years of service to the campus and the community and the college's partnership with the Arts-Based Collaborative at UTC, ABC at UTC. Valerie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You grew up here in Chattanooga.
I did.
And attended Tyner High School.
I did.
And you are a graduate of this campus.
A two-time graduate, both with a bachelor's degree and with a master's degree.
And you have seen a lot of changes in Chattanooga and here on this campus over the years.
Some pretty significant differences, a lot of which have to do with size. When I came to UTC, it was just 1 year into having become a part of the state system. And then over a period of time, it expanded from up between 3,500 and 4,000 students to close to 12,000 now, with a significant number of programs having been added and a lot of differences in not just in programs, but also in space and buildings and uses of those buildings.
You spent 21 years as a teacher.
I did.
In the Hamilton County schools.
I did.
Mm-hmm. English?
English and Latin and drama. I taught middle school my first 4 years, and then the subsequent years I taught at Ottawa High School. And had a great experience there, and really attribute a lot of that to what I got here before I actually went out into my teaching career.
What would you say UTC gave you?
Several things. It gave me the content, obviously, that I needed to be able to teach those classes I taught. But I think it also gave me confidence, and it gave me some exposure to different groups and different people so that when I went out there, I had an idea of the different people I might encounter, ways to deal with the different students I taught, and just an appreciation for how important public education is. I'm a product myself. I felt like this was a great place for me to be, and I hope the students that I had felt that same way.
And then you came back to UTC again, this time to teach.
I did. I started back here in 1995 and began in the School of Education as an assistant professor, and then worked my way through the various ranks and was director of the school before I moved into the dean's role 8 years ago.
And teaching, whether it's in the Hamilton County schools or it's here at UTC, teaching has sure changed over the years.
It is, and I think the influence of a variety of different factors that are external to teaching itself, but that clearly impact us, are things like the technology that we incorporate today in the classroom. And this past year has certainly been an opportunity to see the influence of that technology as we've shifted to virtual teaching and had to take advantage of resources that were out there that we probably knew about, but didn't feel we needed to use so significantly until we found out that was the way we were going to be delivering instruction.
You've talked about how teachers these days face the challenge of how to manage. Explain that.
Well, I think there are lots of things. Classroom management doesn't mean just making students behave. I think it means looking at the time frame you have and deciding I have this many minutes for this particular topic. How am I going to arrange my instruction to make sure that I address what needs to be addressed, but also that I am aware of the fact that every student doesn't learn at the same rate. So taking all those things into account when you design your instruction and when you determine what kind of lesson you're going to present, the fact that we are very visual and graphic now has had a significant impact on the way that teachers present information. So I think as they think about lessons, they think about how do I engage the students, not just academically, but how do I engage them so they're interested, they respond to the way I'm teaching, and they get out of those lessons whatever it is I hope they get out so they're ready to move to the next level.
Talk more about your work with support of the Arts-Based Collaborative here at UTC, what we call ABC at UTC.
So when we first had this organization under a different name, it was focused specifically on professional development for teachers. And we learned over the years, and I think we still understand, that arts exist both as a separate area, but also as an area that can be integrated into a lot of things that are going on. So with the Southeast Center for Education and the Arts, having been in existence for a long time, it, just like everything else, made some changes to adapt to what the needs were. And over a period of time, they became very specialized in providing professional development and working with teachers across the country, not just here in our area, to explain to them, how do I incorporate the arts? Because if you think about it, in many school systems, the size of the school system, the size of the staff doesn't always necessarily mean I'm going to have an individual dedicated in the staff for that particular school that's going to teach art or music or theater. But if you can help faculty become very confident that I can incorporate this into my lessons, then a lot of that will be something they will feel justified in. We've all seen over the last few years where research talks about the importance of connecting STEM education and the arts. We've seen the benefits of that. I think those are the kinds of things that are important that we're coming out of what used to be the Southeast Center, but now is the Arts-Based Collaborative. And Arts-Based Collaborative is really a broader name. So there are lots of different ways to collaborate. It's not just in professional development. They've had a tremendously positive experience gaining a Wolf Trap connection, which has allowed them to take performing artists into a classroom who then models for the teacher, helps the teacher begin to think about what would I be able to do in my classroom, and to give them the confidence to implement the kinds of things that they could do very successfully.
You mentioned Wolf Trap. Give another example of ABC at UTC that stands out to you from your vantage point here on campus.
One of the more recent things that has occurred is they have played a significant role in becoming standardized patients. So a lot of the healthcare programs that exist in our college, one of the things we want our students to feel comfortable with is being able to administer to real individuals as opposed to, if this were to happen, how would you respond? And so under the leadership of Lori Allen, they have begun to, and over the past several years, have developed a standardized patient program where students become the de facto patients, and they have whatever the condition is or whatever the behavior is, and it requires the students who are engaged to be able to respond to those. We've actually seen that same kind of thing, although not here, in educational settings, where you have a group of people who are behaving as if they were a classroom of students and presenting you with challenges in behavior or performance that you then need to be able to adapt to. So the standardized patient is, I have this patient, here is his or her condition. What factors do I need to consider? How do I respond to the behavior? How do I not just administer to the patient, but are there other family considerations that I need to incorporate? So it's really a great way to collaborate, I think, between what might seem on the surface to be unrelated areas, but that can become very significant partnerships, and we've seen that very thing happen.
And what do you hear from your peers about the kind of work that we have talked about that ABC at UTC does?
They have become, in my mind, a very well-respected, and not that they weren't before, because they certainly were, but a very well-respected organization that seems to have a connection to more areas than people might have considered before. So the connection with nursing is an example. Another connection is for the past several years. Clearly last year was an anomaly, but the opportunity to collaborate with camps with the Challenger Center. So the focus of the Challenger Center was predominantly STEM. Focus of the Arts-Based Collaborative was the arts, and the ability to integrate those two has been another, not necessarily obvious connection, but has turned out to be something very appealing to not just the families, but to the students who've participated. And these are students that we're talking about at the K-12 level.
And for people who want more information about ABC at UTC, they can go to utc.edu/arts-based-collaborative. For people who want more information about the college of which you are the dean here at UTC, where can they go online?
There are several things they can do. They can go to the UTC website and look for the College of Health Education and Professional Studies. It will list for them contact people in the various programs that we have. There are several centers that are associated with our college. Those will be listed as well. And you'll find there not just the names of the departments, but you'll find the contact people for each of those, as well as their email, their telephone number. We'd love to have them come visit. Now that we're beginning to see a little bit of a different environment, perhaps this would be an opportunity for them to come and engage with us personally.
All right. Valerie, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.